from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hey listener, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by news from across Indonesia. Today in history, My Indonesia, news in brief. We continue Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, and to conclude our program for today, we present you Music Corner. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo and Prime Minister Mahathir discuss corruption and border areas. Vice President Yusuf Kalla affirm Indonesia has bargaining position to halt 2032 Olympics. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo and Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad discuss government issues, corruption eradication and border settlement in a limited meeting at Bogor Palace in West Java on Friday. This was expressed by President Joko Widodo during a press statement with Prime Minister Mahathir at Bogor Palace on Friday. According to the President, the discussion is related to cooperation in the border area, so both countries may enjoy the benefits. In the meeting, President Joko Widodo also expect Prime Minister Mahathir to protect Indonesian workers residing in Malaysia. Related to international issue, President Joko Widodo remarked that Indonesia and Malaysia also have the same commitment that the settlement through dialogue based on international law will be put forward. Prime Minister Mahathir hopes that the transit and cooperation between Indonesia and Malaysia can be increased due to its many advantages, both in politics and economics, and relations between the two nations. Vice President Yusuf Kalla affirmed that Indonesia has a bargaining position to host 2032 Olympics if the 2018 Asian Games event runs smoothly with the readiness of arena. He said that if the world-class venues are ready and the schedule is settled, Indonesia is ready to host the 2032 Olympics. This was stated by Vice President Yusuf Kalla after chairing the 2018 Asian Games preparation meeting at the Nasgod Senayan office in Jakarta on Friday. With the completion of the development of the sport arena for the 2018 Asian Games, Indonesia may be viewed to be able to hold the 2032 Olympics after the 2024 Paris Olympics and Los Angeles 2028. He also said that Indonesia will bid for the 2032 Olympics, but this depends on either the venues or the hosting of the Asian Games. In addition to the construction of the international sport arena, Indonesia must be shall competent to operate shall as the host of the Olympics to the presence of International Olympic Committee OIC President Thomas Bach at the closing of the 2018 Asian Games in Jakarta. Indonesia's desire to be a developed, a just and prosperous country is also the great hope for Indonesian diaspora who stay abroad. This was affirmed by Chairman of Diaspora Indonesia Dino Pati Jalal when a meeting with Chairman of People Council Assembly MPR Sulkifli Hasan at the Complex Building of MPR in Jakarta on Friday. Hearing what Dino and other delegates have described, Chairman of Sulkifli Hasan support what Dino danced. He appreciated the event to be held at one of the hotels in Jakarta. Indonesian diaspora who met in his office, according to Zulkifli Hasan, are community free from sectoral interests or groups. They simply think of Indonesia to be a developed country. He also said that they have a vision ahead. It is expected that the youth who gather in the pen are able to create concepts and ideas of how Indonesia looks the next 10, the next 100 years. In the meantime, diaspora came from England, Netherlands, Sweden, Myanmar, Kuwait, Canada, China, and other countries. As a proof of the concern of Indonesian diaspora community, they will hold Indonesian Diaspora Youth Conference in Jakarta from 13 to 15 August 2018. Speaker of the House of Representatives DPR, Bambang Susatyo, stated that Indonesia fully supports Timor-Leste to join ASEAN membership. He also expressed his gratitude for the support of Timor-Leste to Indonesia so that Indonesia can become a non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council for the period 2019-2022. This was stated by Speaker Bambang Susatyo when receiving the President of Democratic Republic of East Timor, Francisco Guterres Luolo, at the building of the House of Representatives in Jakarta on Friday. Those who attended the meeting were Vice Speakers of DPR, Fadlison, Agus Hermanto, Utut Adianto, and Chairwoman of Inter-Parliamentary Cooperation Agency, Nurhayati Ali Asagab, Chairman of Commission 5 of DPR, Fari Francis, Vice Chairman of Commission 1 of DPR, Widya Yuda. Meanwhile, President Francisco Guterres was accompanied by Minister of Foreign Affairs and Cooperation, Dionisio da Costa Babo Suarez, Chief of Civil House, Francisco Maria de Paco Sancios, Chief of Defense Force, Mayor General Tito da Costa Cristofao, Chief Military House, Colonel Antonio Suarez da Silva. Speaker Bambang Susatyo also said the relations between Indonesia and Timor-Leste had been going well. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Minister of Industry targets 4,000 small and medium industry IKM to participate in the IKM eSmart program in 2018, an increase compared to the 2,730 small medium industries recorded in 2007. Director General of IKM and the Minister of Industry, Gati Wiwaningsi, through her statement in Jakarta on Saturday, stated that domestic IKMs will be able to market the products in the marketplace through IKM eSmart program, which is a database system, by presenting the profile centers and products. She also stated the utilization of the IKM eSmart program can also guarantee product safety and standardization. Since the launch of the IKM eSmart in January 2017, Minister of Industry has been holding a number of domestic marketplaces such as Bukalapak, Tokopedia, Blibli, Shopee, and Belanja.com. To support the implementation of the program, IKM eSmart Workshop Health have also been conducted. The participants who attended were given two-day training on knowledge to improve their competitiveness and business productivity, and to get socialization related to the provision of facilities from the Ministry of Industry. A total of 45 Asian countries that have signed up to participate in the 2018 Asian Games have shown great interest in sending athletes to the international sporting event in Jakarta and Palembang. Vice President Yusuf Kala said in Jakarta on Friday that all 45 countries in the Asian region have signed up with 15,000 athletes and 7,000 officials in total. Because organizers are preparing for the arrival of a total of 15,000 athletes, Vice President said the committee is trying to adjust by screening the participants. After chairing an Asian Games preparation meeting at the Indonesian Asian Games Organization Committee office in Senayan on Friday, he said the INASCO has made a selection to receive the foreign athletes because of high interest shown by Asian countries in sending their athletes to the Games. He also remarked that the number of countries that have confirmed their participation in the event, so they are not worried about security concerns in Indonesia, even in the case of terrorism. Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya has activated the Bali Tourism Hospitality Program in response to the eruption of Mount Agung in Bali. In a written statement received by Antara News Agency on Friday, he said that his ministry has activated the Bali Tourism Hospitality Program as a precautionary measure against all issues related to tourists to travel to Bali. Bali Tourism Hospitality Program will serve as a crisis center of the Minister of Tourism while providing information services and minimizing the impacts of eruption on Bali's tourism sector. Earlier, Igusti Ngurah Rai International Airport had to be closed temporarily on Friday, June 29, 2018, from 3 a.m. to 7 p.m. local time, but it reopened at 2 past 30 p.m. local time. Indonesia Minister of Tourism has taken some on-field precautionary steps. Firstly, the ministry apologized to tourists in Bali for this inconvenience. It has ensured that its team will continue to monitor and collect information in Bali. The second step is to temporarily stop Bali's promotional program across all media platforms, including online and conventional tourism and abroad, until the situation returns to normal. Indonesia has been elected to lead the Evaluation Committee of International Fund for Agriculture Development, IFAD, as noted in a press statement from the Indonesian Embassy in Rome, Italy, received by intelligence agency on Friday. At the 101st session of the IFAD Evaluation Committee in Rome, Italy, Deputy Chief of Mission of the Embassy of Republic of Indonesia in Rome, G.S. George Lantu, was anonymously elected as chairman of the committee for the 2018-2021 period. The Evaluation Committee is an IFAD subsidiary body that plays a vital role in supporting the IFAD Executive Board as a decision-making body for agriculture development projects and rural advancement in 176 IFAD member countries. The result of the discussion and recommendation of the Evaluation Committee on the implementation of various IFAD funding project policy strategy and financial structure becomes the main reference to improve its performance. Indonesian election as chair of the IFAD Evaluation Committee demonstrates for IFAD member countries for his strong role and commitment to supporting rural development, in particular with regard to poverty alleviation and food security improvement. The last item. The rupiah closed today at 14,301 per US dollar, strengthened by 0.33% based on RTI business at 5:20 local time. The rupiah opened at 14,326 per US dollar. Throughout the day, the rupiah moved in the neighborhood of around 14,276 per US dollar to 14,403 per US dollar. While the news is written, referring to the Bank Indonesia website, Jakarta Interbank Spot Dollar Rate, so the rupiah exchange rate was 14,404 per US dollar, weakening by 1.65% compared to the of early this week. On Tuesday, June 28, rupiah closed at 40,394 per US dollars, slipping by 1.52% or around 215 points. Throughout today's trade, the rupiah fluctuated between 14,367 until 40,415 per US dollar. The greenback tumbled by 0.20% or 1.353 points to 94.959 at around 9:56 local time. Early the US dollar opened at 0.016 points or weakening by 0.02% at 95.296, after closing at 95.312 or up by 0.02% point on Tuesday, June 28. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
From across the country, unique and interesting information from across Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome to our weekly news from across the country. The segment which presents interesting information from various regions in a week. The first story comes from Semarang, Central Java. Tourist objects, food outlets, and fashion shops support the success of the simultaneous regional head elections held on Wednesday on June 27, 2018 by providing discounts for consumers who have used voting rights at polling stations for provincial and district city election Wednesday. Anton Hermawan, staff of Promotion Office of Water Blaster Tourism Object in Semarang, said that the discount of the ticket is 50% for the community who showed one of their inked finger as a mark
they have used the right to vote in each polling station. The discount for water blaster ticket from 80,000 rupiah to 40,000 rupiah, according to Hermawan, is intended to encourage citizens to use their voting right in simultaneous regional head elections this year. Next story comes from Nusa Dua, Bali. The Ministry of Tourism launched the Bali Hotels 2018 tour package to boost business acceleration in the tourism sector as well as effort to increase foreign tourists in Indonesia. Deputy Marketing Development Division 1, the Tourism Ministry, Igede Pitana, in a written statement in Jakarta on Thursday, said the Bali Hotels 2018 is part of the Visit Wonderful Indonesia or FIWI 2018 program initiated by Industry and Tourism Association. FIWI 2018, or the Visit Wonderful Indonesia 2018, is aimed to strengthen three important elements for tourists, namely accessibility, attractions, and amenity. All three elements, according to Igede Pitana, are packed into a variety of complete package of hotels, which is cheap, comfortable, and attractive for tourists. The package was launched in Nusa Dua, Bali recently, attended by Haryadi Sukamdani as chairman of Visit Wonderful Indonesia 2018. Haryadi Sukamdani said at the launch, there were a total of 76 packages from the tourism industry, especially the associations of tourism and travel agents in Bali, which are considered suitable and can attract tourists. The last story comes from Antikong, West Kalimantan. Jelajah Sepeda Nusantara 2018, the cycling race event, which one of the goals is for socializing Asian Para Games 2018. This series of Ayo Olahraga or Come Sport program started from the Indonesia-Malaysia border in Antikong, West Kalimantan on Saturday, June 30. Deputy for Sport Culture, Ministry of Sport, Raden Isnanta in Jakarta on Thursday said that the preparation has generally been going well and the team of Jelajah Sepeda Nusantara has been formed and ready to carry out their duties. The team is strengthened by 15 riders consisted of male riders and 8 female riders. They cover a distance of 6,500 kilometers and will finish in Bali. In the journey from Kalimantan, Sulawesi, Java, and finish in Bali, they will hold sport discussions along with the sport community of achievement and sport community, as well as provide tips to achieve fitness. Then, when crossing the regional iconic tourist destinations, the Jelajah Sepeda Nusantara team will promote the objects in its own way to the domestic and foreign tourists. That was today's news from across the country.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Today in History, over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start for an event on June 13, 1960, when Zaire gained its independence. On June 13, 1960, Democratic Republic of Congo, or Zaire, proclaimed its independence. Early Zaire was colonized by Belgium. The resistance of Congo people increased. It was led under the Patrice Lumumba after World War II. After independence was gained, Patrice Lumumba was elected as Congo Prime Minister. He was a politician at Kasavubu and he became president, but various political conflicts occurred in the country, especially among President Kasavubu, who was pro-Western, and Patrice Lumumba. The conflict culminated by Lumumba's assassination in 1961. The next event is that in 1977, SEATO was dismissed. Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, SEATO was a Southeast Asia Security Agreement which was signed in Manila, the Philippines on September 8, 1954. SEATO was established to block communist development in Southeast Asia. Its members were United States of America, France, England, Australia, New Zealand, the Philippines, Thailand, and Pakistan. Based on SEATO Treaty, the members agreed to give military assistance to other members, which were attacked by another party. The headquarters of the organization was located in Bangkok, Thailand. On June 30, 1977, SEATO was dismissed after major change happened in Southeast Asian region, especially related to the defeat of United States in Vietnam War. And the last event is that in 2015, Hercules C-130 Indonesian Air Force fell in Medan, North Sumatra. The Lockheed C-130 Hercules is a four-engine turboprop military transport aircraft designed and built originally by Lockheed, now Lockheed Martin, being capable of using unprepared runways for takeoffs and landings. The C-130 was originally designed as a troop, mat, fed, and cargo transport aircraft. The versatile airframe has found uses in a variety of other roles, including a gunship AC-130 for airborne assault, search and rescue, scientific research support, weather reconnaissance, aerial refueling, maritime patrol, and aerial firefighting. It is now the main tactical airlifter for many military projects worldwide. More than 40 variants of the Hercules, including a civilian one marketed as the Lockheed L-100, operate in more than 60 nations. On June 30, 2015, Hercules C-130 belonging to Indonesian Air Force with registration number A-1310 fell on Jalan Jamin Ginting, Medan, North Sumatra after taking off from Suwondo Airport. The plane was piloted by Captain Sandy Permana. The accident killed 100 passengers. Well, listener, that was Student History read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia. Today, it's on Indonesia committed to be a trusted partner for Timor Leste. President Joko Widodo stressed that Indonesia is committed to continuously improve cooperation in various fields and remain a trusted partner for development in Timor Leste. The president was speaking during the opening of a bilateral meeting with the president of the Democratic Republic of Timor Leste, Francisco Guterres Luolo, in the Garuda Room Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java, on Thursday, June the 28th. He further said that a peaceful, stable, and progressive Timor Leste is the mutual hope. Indonesia is committed to enhance cooperation and become a reliable partner for infrastructure development and capacity building in peaceful and stable Timor Leste. President Joko Widodo said the friendship of Indonesia and Timor Leste is important, a friendship that looks forward to the welfare of the two peoples. Citing the page of the presidential staff office, the president also said that Indonesia is Timor Leste main trading partner with at least 9 state-owned enterprises and more than 400 Indonesian companies operating there. Indonesia also invested in Timor Leste with a value of more than $595 million. President Joko Widodo hopes that Timor Leste will be able to provide legal certainty for Indonesia's investments. In a joint press conference after a bilateral meeting, President Joko Widodo said Indonesia and Timor Leste agreed to start negotiations for agreements on promotional and investment protection, also avoidance on double taxation.
The meeting also discussed the improvement of connectivity in Timor-Leste, including the completion of Mota Ain Bridge construction. The bridge between Mota Ain and Batu Gading connects Timor-Leste and Indonesia and is very important for the economic viability of both countries. Indonesia also expressed its readiness to establish cooperation in land transportation with Timor-Leste through Prum Damri as route operator to connect Kupang in Indonesia to Dili in Timor-Leste. In addition to land connectivity, the President expressed his warm welcome that after 10 years of discussion, the Kupang-Dili flight route was finally opened. In the sociocultural field, Indonesia-Timor-Leste also agreed to build capacity and education. The President revealed that Indonesia welcomes the wishes of East Timorese students to continue their studies in Indonesia. On that occasion, President Jokowi also thanked Timor-Leste for supporting Indonesia to become a non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council for the period of 2019-2020. Thanks to that support, Indonesia was elected on June 8, 2018 at the UN headquarters in New York. President Francisco Guterres Luolo, meanwhile, expressed his gratitude for the support that has always been given by Indonesia so far for Timor-Leste to be a member of ASEAN. He prayed Indonesia to be able to run presidential election in 2019 smoothly. During the state visit, President Francisco Guterres Luolo was accompanied by First Lady Cidalia Lopez Nobre Muzino. This was his first visit to Indonesia after serving as President of the Democratic Republic of Timor-Leste. Well, that was in my Indonesia Today on Indonesia Committed to be a Trusted Partner for Timor-Leste. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo and Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad discussed governance issues, corruption, eradication, and border settlement in a meeting in Bogor Palace in West Java on Friday. Vice President Yusuf Kalla affirmed that Indonesia has a bargaining position to host 2032 Olympics if the 2018 Asian Games event runs smoothly with the readiness of the arena. Indonesians' desire to be a developed, a just, and prosperous country is also the great hope for Indonesian diaspora who stay abroad. This was opined by Chairman of Diaspora Indonesia Dino Patijalal when meeting with Chairman of People's Council Assembly MPR Zulkifli Hasan at the Complex Building of DPR in Jakarta on Friday. Speaker of the House of the Representatives DPR, Bambang Susatyo, stated that Indonesia fully supports Timor-Leste to join ASEAN memberships. He also expressed his gratitude for the support of Timor-Leste to Indonesia so that Indonesia can become a non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council for the period 2019-2022. Minister of Tourism Arif Fahya has activated the Bali Tourism Hospitality Program in response to the eruption of Mount Agung in Bali. In a written statement received by Antara News Agency on Friday, he said that his ministry has activated the Bali Tourism Hospitality Program as a precautionary measure against all issues related to tourists to travel to Bali. Indonesia has been elected to lead the evaluation committee of the International Fund for Agriculture Development, IFAD, as noted in a press statement from the Indonesian Embassy in Rome, Italy, received by Antara News Agency on Friday. The review closed at 14,301 per US dollar, strengthening by 0.33% based on RTI business at 5 past 2 local time. The rupiah opened at 40,326 per US dollar. That's just in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Mlaten Waterfall in Ponorogo, East Java. Stay tuned!
listener. Ponorogo is regency in East Java province. In the regency, there are some well-known and untouchable tourism objects. One of the tourism objects which is untouchable is Mlaten Waterfall. It is named Mlaten Waterfall because its location is at Mlaten Hamlet, Temon Village, Sawo District. Besides being known with the name Mlaten, the local people also call it the waterfall with the name Kali Kokok because it is from stream of Kokok River. The water stream of Mlaten Waterfall depends on rainfall. If rainfall is high, so its water stream will be heavy and it makes the waterfall beautiful. If dry season comes, its water stream is very small, so it's not so beautiful. The waterfall has only around 200 meters height. However, the waterfall has its own characteristic. The form and texture of its stones which are flown by the water and the stones arrangement are very interesting. Visitors can enjoy gurgling water of the waterfall, green hills view, and paddy fields which look like green carpet while sitting on the stone surrounding the waterfall. Besides being beautiful, Mlaten Waterfall has uniqueness, namely small cave which is flown with water from downstream. Listener, to go to Mlaten Waterfall is not difficult. From Ponorogo, you just follow road markings. You should pay attention if you come to the waterfall. It is better for you to come at low rainy season. If rain falls suddenly, you have to leave the location because it is worried that landslide may occur. Listener, before visiting Mlaten Waterfall, you should prepare your physics well. To reach the waterfall from parking area, you must walk around 700 meters. Thus, you must prepare prime physics and other equipment, such as special shoes for hiking and foods and beverages. Please do not forget to bring your own camera to take nice pictures. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener now, let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, custom and tradition, technology, environment, even lifestyle. Today I'll be discussing Yaahu Nias Festival 2018, so stay tuned. Nias is one of Indonesia's foremost and outer islands, which has a wide array of cultural arts and customs. Pretty soon, in November 2018, centered on Gunung Sitoli, the largest city of Nias Island, a festival called Yaahu Nias Festival 2018 is to be held. Ya'ahowu Nias Festival was launched by Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya along with the Minister of Law and Human Rights, who is also the Nias Community Leader Yasona Lauli and South Nias Region Hilarius Huda. The event, which is on the top 100 Wonderful Indonesia calendar of events, was once known as Pesta Ya'ahowu. The word Ya'ahowu is a common word among the people of Nias. It consists of two words, the Howu Howu, which means blessing, and when added with the word Ya, or yes, it means that God bless you. The word Ya'ahowu also shows the respects and recognition of a person towards his fellow human beings. For 5 full days in a row from November the 16th to 20th, an exciting cultural art and cultural performances from all over Nias Island will be featured at Ya'ahowu Nias Festival 2018. Among these are three unique customs of Nias Islands. First, the legendary Nias stone jumping attraction called by the Nias as Fahombo or Hombo Batu. The tradition, inherited for generations, has emerged since the inter-village war era, where people fortified their territory with rock or bamboo as high as 2 meters. The colossal rock jumping at the Ya'ahowu 2018 festival is conducted by 100 stone jumpers who will enter the Indonesian Record Museum too. The second attraction is the Dance War or Fataeli Dance. This war dance cannot be separated from the tradition of Nias stone jumping because its birth coincided with the tradition of Hombo Batu. The dancers will demonstrate Fataeli war dance with unique mystical nuance. The dance, originating from the area of Bowana Talio village, is featuring the life of ancient Nias people who often fought to defend their territory. The dancers wear black and yellow traditional clothes, headgear, accessories, and buffalo horns. Each dancer has a spear, a shield, and a sword called Tologu. The last attraction is Ya'ahowu Nias Parade. This activity is a cultural parade around the city. The contingents of each district or city in the Nias Islands will showcase regional clothing from every region, floats, and marching bands. This year, the Ya'ahowu Festival will be held together by 4 districts and 1 city on Nias Islands. The Festival of Ya'ahowu 2018 is organized with the aim of promoting the unique culture of Nias Island to the world and to attract more tourists to visit. Well, that was Miss Leni today featuring Ya'ahowu Nias Festival 2018. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Putri, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you Kotak. To initiate our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Masih Ada. Enjoy the song.
Ku buka rahasia tentang aku, tentang kamu, tentang kita. Rasa apakah ini cuma kamu? Susah lupa, aku gila. Hidup sekali, mati sekali. Celaka bila ku hidup tanpamu. Hidup tanpamu.
hidup sekali harus berarti, celaka bila jalani tanpamu, jalani tanpamu. Ku masih ingin kamu, ingin menebusmu. Pernah ku melupakan cintamu. Beri aku cara untuk membuktikan masih ada. Coba gantikanmu dengan dia, dan ternyata aku salah. Rasa apakah ini cuma kamu? Susah lupa. Aku gila. Hidup sekali, mati sekali, celaka bila ku hidup tanpamu, hidup tanpamu. Ku masih ingin kamu, ingin menebusmu. Pernah ku melupakan cinta.
Listener, you've just listened to the first song entitled Masih Ada, sung by Kotak. The song tells about relations which have been broken. Unfortunately, although she tries to love another person, in fact, her feeling to ex-boyfriend is still strong. It makes her return to her lover. The song was released by Kotak Band on May 4, 2018. Although its lyric only shows the existence of feeling, the song also proves that Kotak Band still exists in Indonesian music industry. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Perfect Love.
You are
Listener, you are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in the segment Music Corner, which is discussing about kotak. Theory says that rock musician is able to express deep feeling, and this is proved by kotak band through the song entitled Perfect Love. With rock rhythm and tantris vocal, which has power, Perfect Love is able to represent her feeling to find perfect soulmate. Comparing other personnel, tantri is more prominent. Almost all Indonesian music lovers certainly know tantri's vocal, which has character. Listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to the following two songs entitled Kamu Saja and Merah Putih. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.